Notre Dame de Paris, also known as The Hunchback of Notre Dame, by Victor Hugo. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Book 5, Chapter 1. Abbess Beatty Martini. Dom Claude's fame had spread far and wide. It procured for him at about the epoch when he refused to see Madame de Beaujeu, a visit which he long remembered. It was in the evening. He had just retired after the office to his canon's cell in the cloister of Notre Dame. This cell, with the exception possibly of some glass phials, relegated to a corner and filled with a decidedly equivocal powder, which strongly resembled the alchemist's powder of projection, presented nothing strange or mysterious. There were, indeed, here and there, some inscriptions on the walls, but they were pure sentences of learning and piety extracted from good authors. The archdeacon had just seated himself by the light of a three-jetted copper lamp before a vast coffer cramped with manuscripts. He had rested his elbow upon the open volume of Honorius Dortan de Predestination et Libero Arbitrio, and he was turning over, in deep meditation, the leaves of a printed folio which he had just brought, the sole product of the press which his cell contained. In the midst of his reverie there came a knock.